Shalom Aleichem and B'yafavtid 6:13. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, Sanhedrin 11a. Pagination is 21. Starting from the top line, Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel, a story about Rabban Gamliel when he wanted to be Ma'aber the Shana to make the year a leap year. Now, the structure of the Jewish calendar is such that basically there is a system that remains, that's the model throughout, but there are certain flex days which depend on the court decision. There are particular opportunities during the year to make a month 30 days as opposed to 29 days. And there's also the opportunity at the end of a year, when we count from Nisan, which is the beginning of the months, so at the end of the year, meaning the month of Adar, there is the opportunity to add another month and make it a leap year, and that basically enables a correction from the lunar year, meaning 12 months of the lunar cycle, which is approximately 29 and a half days, and the solar cycle, which is 365 days for the seasons, and enables that correction approximately every 3 years, a correction to add more days to the lunar year so that it's in sync with the solar year so that the holidays fall out in their correct seasons. The story of Rabban Gamliel is She'omar, he told them, Hashkimu li shiva la'aliyah. Bring me 7 people to the upper floor, to his special room. He wants 7 people so that he could make the decision and possibly rule on making the year a leap year. Hishkim, he went up, Umatza Shmona, and he found that there are 8 people, one extra person who was presumably not invited and came for whatever reason, thought that they were deserving of being called, or misunderstood the invitation, or something. But there's an extra person. Omar, Rabbi Gamliel said, Miu she'ala shelo b'rishus, whoever came here without authorization, yerid, should leave, should go down. Omad Shmuel Hakatan got up. This is a different person than the Shmuel that we're accustomed to meeting in the pages of the Talmud. This is a person from an earlier generation, but that was his name, Shmuel HaKatan, that's how he was known. He gets up for Omar, and he said, Aniu she'alisi shelo b'rishus, I am the one who came up without permission. V'lo la'aver hashana alisi, I didn't come up to join in the Bezdin. I just wanted to see how it's done, and I'm a bystander. Don't count me in, and don't worry that there's an extra person. Omar lo, Rabbi Gamliel said, Shave b'ni shave, sit, my son, sit. Ru'uyos kol ha'shanim kulan le'saber al yadcha. All the years are fitting to be decided based on you. You're such a great person. The rule is that only the people of invitation can join in the Bezdin, and presumably Rabbi Gamliel's attitude here was that he was going to proceed without Shmuel HaKatan because Shmuel HaKatan was volunteering that he was the one who was not invited and wasn't planned to join in the Bezdin. However, they solved that story, but the Gemara tells us, V'lo Shmuel HaKatan Have. Shmuel HaKatan was not the one who came without invitation. Ela Inna Shacharina. There was a different person in the group who was uninvited. Umachmas Kisufa Huda Avad. But in order not to embarrass the other person, Shmuel HaKatan volunteered that he was the one. And the Gemara, therefore, launches into a discussion of different cases where this practice was implemented by different great people. For example, Kihad Yosef Rebbe, Rebbe was sitting, Vekadarish, and he was teaching, Ve'riach Reach Shum, and he smelled the smell of garlic, presumably coming from someone's breath. Omar, and he said, Misha Ochal Shum Yetze, whoever ate the garlic should please leave. Apparently it was that objectionable and couldn't concentrate, and that's, I guess, a social contract, as we would say today, with other human beings, that you don't come in and disturb based on bad breath from garlic. And he asked the person to leave. It was too distracting. Amad Rabbi Chia stood up, v'yatzan, he walked out. Amdu kulan v'yatzu, so everybody else also stood up and walked out. B'shacha matza Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rabbi Chia. The next morning, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, who was giving the shir, found Rabbi Chia, Amalei, and said to him, Atahu shatziyarta la'aba, you're the one who caused the pain to the father. As Rashi says on the first of the small lines, are you the one really that ate the garlic and caused the problem which ended up killing the shear? Everybody ended up walking out. And he said, Amalo lo seizos kazos bi Yisrael, of course not. But it became a standoff. The person wasn't just discreetly going to leave. It became a standoff. And I didn't want to embarrass the person, so I took the initiative to walk out. Rabbi Chia Meicha Gamarla, how did Rabbi Chia know to take such a stance, to make that move? Mi Rabbi Meir. There's another story, the story of Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, we learned. Maisa Beisha Achas, there was a woman in the city, Shabasa Leves Midrasha Sharab Meir, that came to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Meir. Amra Lo, she said to him, Rebbe, Echad Mikem Kadshena Bevia, someone from your yeshiva did kiddushin through intimacy, which is a little embarrassing. You want to do kiddushin, so marry a woman with a chuppah, planned with an engagement. They went ahead, and he was mekadesh with intimacy, and she's claiming she's an eshes ish to one of the people in the yeshiva. Amad Reb Meir, so Reb Meir stood up, because of lo get krisus, and he wrote a get for her, from him, as if he might have been the one. V'nasanlon gave it to her. And suddenly, through that, there was a great cover-up. Amdu kasvu kulam v'nasnu la, and everybody else in the yeshiva likewise wrote a get for her, and whichever one was the true person who did this, so he, in the midst of everybody else, also gave the get. It was a cover-up, and he was able to do it without embarrassment and get himself out of this sticky situation. Rab Meir Meicha Gomer La, how did Rab Meir know to make such a move? In order to cover up, to group himself in the problem so that we could solve it. Mishmuel HaKatan, he learned it from Shmuel HaKatan's behavior when he took responsibility in our original story that he was the one who wasn't invited. Ushmuel HaKatan Meicha Gomer La, and indeed, how did he know this phenomenal behavior? Mishechanya Ben Yechiel. Dechsiv, the Pasuk in Ezra, tells us that there was a community leader named Shechanya, and when the rebuke came out that the people were intermarrying, Shechanya got up and he said, Anachnu mo'alnu belokenu, we have acted wrongly to Hashem. Vanoshev nochshim nochrios me'amaya oretz, and we have married foreign women from the population. And he was taking responsibility as if he himself had taken a foreign woman, which wasn't true. But he was acting, he was putting himself in the bad light in order to cover up for other people, Va'ata yesh mikveh liYisrael al zos. Is there hope for the Jewish people after such a sin? And he's including himself in the problem. How did Shechaniah know to go ahead and do that and save face for the people who have done wrong? Says the Gemara, he learned it out from the story of Yehoshua, where somebody took what they weren't supposed to, and it caused a fatality in the battle as a punishment, as they had a lack of protection. And Omar Lefon of Ribonu Shalolam, Yehoshua asked, Michoto, who's the one who sinned? Omar Lo, and Hashem answered, V'chidil loterani, do you think I'm a talebearer that I'm going to tell you? Lech hatel gorolos, go make lots. And everybody should be subject to the questioning. And Hashem did not want to identify who the person is what to discuss here, because according to one approach, a gorol is also a message from Hashem. But in any case, Hashem didn't want to disclose it, Hashem didn't want to identify it, and we learned from here that it's worthwhile to cover up for the person who did wrong. Ultimately, we'll solve the problem, but we don't look to directly implicate people. I'd like to include on Amud Beis on the topic of Ibur Hashana, making a year a leap year, the letter that was sent by Rabban Gamliel in his time, telling the people in the exile that they had made a leap year and everybody should adjust the calendar accordingly, that Pesach would be a month later. And here's the text, which, had we lived in that time, this is the text that would have been addressed to us. Counting down on Amud Beis, about 15 lines, Igrata Chada, one letter, Vekosuv, and you write as follows. La'achono b'nei galvosa, to our brothers in the exile, Bebavel, in Babylonia, V'la'achono de'vimodai, and to our brothers that are in Media, U'l'sh'or kol kalvosa de Yisrael, and to all the exiles of the Jewish people, Shalamchon yiske la'olam, may your peace be increased forever. That's his greeting. And then he goes on with the message. Mehodayin anachna lahon, we hereby inform you, de'gozlaya rikichin, that the birds are still young to be brought for karbanos. The season is not yet developed. V'imraya arkin, the sheep are yet young. V'zimna de'abiva lamata, and the time for spring has not yet reached. V'shafra milsa, and it is proper, the thing, ba'anpoi, in my eyes, uv'anpei chevrayai, and in the eyes of my colleagues. V'osifa salshata da, Yomin Telosin, and we are hereby adding on to the year 30 days. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.